It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Tribbles. I'm all about that space, no tribbles. I'm all about that space, no tribbles. I'm all about that space, 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 space. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can slay Leia like I'm supposed to do. And my ship goes zoom, zoom into the deep space, boldly searching for new life and new races. I see laser beams working that zap and zap. We know that Han shot first, come on George Lucas, stop. If you got ensign duty, just don't wear red, cause every inch of you's a target from your feet up to your head. Yeah, I love me some Star Wars, some Star Trek and Firefly. No tribbles, I'm all about that space, no tribbles. I'm all about that space, no tribbles. I'm all about that space. They're bringing Star Wars back, but it's with Disney, so it might be crap. Can my Disney prince be Captain Jack? Cause I'm here to tell you, every inch of him is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, I love me some Star Wars, some Star Trek. Don't think that tribbles. I'm all about that space, about that space. No tribbles. I'm all about that space, about that space. Because you know I'm all about that space, about that space. No tribbles. I'm all about that space, about that space. No tribbles. I'm all about that space.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 19, Episode 9, Show Number 434. That first song was Ex Martiana from the album Six Seeds of Persephone by Cade, followed by All About That Space from the album Bardcore by the Library Bards. You can find out more about them at librarybards.com. Welcome to a special sci-fi special celebrating, I believe, Star Wars Day. But here at the castle, we all know that Star Trek is better. We've got a lot of songs for you on this very special sci-fi show, so we will get right back into the music with Jedi Drinking Songs from the album Dungeons and Virgins, performed by the Broggy Noggian Bards, followed by Jedi Drinking Song Prequel from the album Real Men Wear Kilts, also by Broggy Noggian Bards, and you can find out more about them at thebards.net.
This is the new one, right?
This is the original.
This is the original?
Yeah, we're doing the original.
Okay.
We've had the original drinking song, so.
There's only like three right now.
That is a non-special edition.
Yes, I think that is more than a couple.
What's considered a plethora?
It's more than a flesh.
Shut up!
I've got three amigos on my brain.
Luke, you just kissed your sister.
Spoiler!
Yeah. I had one pot eater and one shot got you.
Riding another on the left. I looked at the lid in the eye and said, his eyes, and I looked him in the eye. He looked up back at me and said, "Charge me with his eyes!"
Well, yeah.
Obi-Wan said, "Careful, the Yoda is the best." Said, "Okay, Shorty, bring on that best." Well, I tell you how, Jimmy, I changed lives.
Some more.
But let's just say that on that night, the Force was on his side. I got riled up. They threw me to jail. I said, "Don't believe it. Yoda said that's why I failed."
One pile of beer and one chest of
beer.
One pile of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. And I had one last call of me riding better on the left. I looked that kid in the eye and said, "You need to touch it." One pile of beer and one chest of beer. One pile of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. And I had one last call of me riding better on the left.
For to see. But Yoda said, "Afraid am I? Drink irresponsibly." So Qui-Gon told Anakin, "Watch how I drink and all." Then that Jedi Master drank too many shots with Darth Maul.
Like a pumpkin.
So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair. Cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, the Sith at last he'll be. And he made C-3PO to be a great bartender. He could make 6 million drinks and put you on a bender. With R2-D2 by his side, he had a keg on wheels for Amidala. And he drunk an extra force appeal.
Wanna see my lightsaber?
So drink yourself a shot of scotch and down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair. Cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, Sith at last he'll be. I told my master Qui-Gon Jinn I'd teach that boy to drink no more than just one pint an hour. Said Anakin, "That stinks. Amidala likes me best when I'm all liquored up." So he used the force to bring around and knock the last
Luke
up.
Leia, the best in the stakes in the galaxy.
So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair. Cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, the Sith at last he'll be. When we drink, drunk we get. When drunk we are free of distraction are our minds. When free of distraction, one with the force we become. So drunk let's get and become one with the force. Hurry, we must! Jedi, hop your shit in five! Meanwhile, Chancellor Palpatine needed a new lush. He ordered grog for Anakin so he'd never sober up. The twins were born, and how I wish that one more thing could be. That all the fans were all quite drunk.
I wish I was.
With Star Wars 1 through 3. So drink yourself
yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drape that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, just drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drape that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, Sith at last he'll be.
Congratulations, George. You finally made some movies worse than Howard the Duck.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Multiple states at the same time. I'll take the one where I'm still alive. When I get up, I live with Einstein. And I will, because I have nine lives. I will chase your theory, it's just made of string. Without observation, I'm doing all the things. I would not be in this box with cyanide if I could call PETA in 1935. Open up and measure this absurdity. I'll teach you about superposition with my claws and teeth in multiple states at the same time. Quantum mechanics thought experiment on a macroscopic level just proves that you're a dick. Yes, you are a smart man, but one thing you forgot. I am a cat, I can think outside the box. States at the same time. I'll take the one where I'm still alive. You are unknown without this feline. Guess who peed on your Nobel Prize?
Candace and Abe, they were friends of mine. Candace, nice girl, only wanted two things in this world: to marry her fiancé Abe, and to have a white tiger she could call her own. This is their story.
Candace and Abe were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Showed up in their wedding, now they're kinda dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Day. Candace looked out the door, saw her neighbors and cried in horror. They'd become zombies, she knew at a glance. Tonight she might not get her wedding dance. On his wedding day, Abe woke up, beer still dancing in his gut. Looked outside at the lightning in the sky, knew the apocalypse was ever nigh. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Abe had swords he saved them for, a rainy day or a zombie horde. Candace grabbed her reins and made for her horse, wondering if it could get worse. Abe stepped on his blood-strewn lawn, whipping off heads of zombies all around. A sandy bay gelding through the neighborhood reared. It was Candace, like a shining cavalier. Candace broke through the wall of undead, knocking over zombies black and red. Plowed through the mall and she reached Abe's side, held out her hand and said, "Let's ride." Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shut up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Side like Jack and Jill, back to back with their weapons they stood, bride and groom, top a wedding cake of blood. Abe told jokes while they fought the horde, huzzah, he said, as he killed two more. Candace drew forth blades and knives, made a wish while they fought for their lives. The sun then seared through the darkened clouds, a roar was heard above the crowd. A white tiger stood at the base of the hill. "Friend of yours?" Abe asked his girl. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Should have been their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Had just come true, for that day the animals broke out of the zoo. The white tiger slashed at the zombie brood, and in the end, just the three of them stood. They lived that day, perhaps the night, Candace, Abe, and a tiger white. The tiger could talk, and he was ordained Ed, and that's how Candace and Abe were wed. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Showed up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. The zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. The zombie apocalypse on their wedding day.
The rebuttal of Schrodinger's Cat from the album That's Is a Pegasus, performed by Sarah Donner. You can find out more about her at sarahdonner.com. Followed by Zombie Apocalypse Love Story from the album Bard Camp, performed by Dan the Bard. You can find out more about him at danthebard.com. Next up would be Space Shanty from the album Swearing is Caring, performed by Misbehavin' Maidens. And another song by Misbehavin' Maidens up next is Don't Sail There No More from the album Busted. And you can find out more about Misbehavin' Maidens at MisbehavinMaidens.com.
It was Wednesday morn when we engaged, boldly going places man has never known. When up on the bridge they spied a Romulan ship, far away from the new Hutrol zone. And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke number one of the Enterprise, and he was a handsome bearded man. He straddled a chair with his very long legs and said, "Captain, do we have a plan?" And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the captain on the Enterprise, and a well-spoken man was he. "I don't want to tangle with the Romulans. I would rather drink my hot Earl Grey tea." And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the doctor on the Enterprise. She was a strong-willed woman in blue. She said,
"Captain, come on, you have to run the ship. All the crew is depending on you."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke Lieutenant Commander on the Enterprise, and a curious android was he. "Can someone please explain why this Romulan ship has decided to break the treaty?" And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the pilot on the Enterprise, and a nerdy little genius was he. He said, "I think that we should..."
"Shut up, Wesley."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the engineer of the Enterprise, and his visor was really high-tech. "I hope that this conflict doesn't take that long. I've a date waiting on the holodeck." And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the counselor on the Enterprise, and a very pretty empath was she. "There's a Romulan vessel outside of this ship, and I sense the Romulans are angry." And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke security on the Enterprise, and a very moody Klingon was he. He said,
"Klingons do not sing space shanties."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below.
We used to sail to Hogwarts, that's where we put ashore. We used to sail to Hogwarts, we did, but we don't anymore.
Alas, there wanted some magic,
we had some of that on board.
Spell she wanted, my wand she got.
That's why we don't sail there no more.
Nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-
hooray, we did but we don't anymore.
A lady asked us for Time Lords,
we had some of those on board.
Time Lord she wanted, the Doctor we played.
That's why we don't sail there no more.
Moisturize me, Doctor.
We used to sail to Winterfell, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Winterfell, we did but we don't anymore.
Alas, there wanted some winter,
we had some of that on board.
Winter she wanted, coming she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
We used to sail to Rillia, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Rillia, we did but we don't anymore.
Alas, there wanted an elder thing,
we had some of those on board.
Cthulhu she wanted, a deep one she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
Tentacles!
We used to sail to the Shire, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to the Shire, we did but we don't anymore.
A lad there wanted tobacco,
we had some of that on board.
Long bottom he wanted, my bottom he got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
Smoke my pipe, Mr. Frodo. We used to sail to Panem, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Panem, we did but we don't anymore.
A tribute asked us for sponsors,
we had some of those on board.
Odds he wanted,
my favor he got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
We used to sail to Hyrule, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Hyrule, we did but we don't anymore.
A princess wanted a relic,
we had some of those on board.
The Triforce she wanted, a threesome she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
It's dangerous to go alone,
take me!
We used to sail to Asgard, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Asgard, we did but we don't anymore.
Alas, there wanted a demigod,
we had some of those on board.
Loki she wanted, Thor's hammer she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
The hammer was his penis.
We used to sail to Ponyville, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Ponyville, we did but we don't anymore.
Alas, there wanted some friendship,
we had some of that on board.
Friendship she wanted, magic she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
We sailed to Mushroom Kingdom, that's where we put ashore.
We sailed to Mushroom Kingdom, we did but we don't anymore.
A princess wanted some plumbers,
we had some of those on board.
Plumber she wanted, a warp turpipe,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
My child.
We used to sail with Starfleet before we put ashore.
We used to sail with Starfleet, we did but we don't anymore.
Saber wanted an officer,
they had some of those on board.
The captain she wanted, his log she got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
Set warp drive to maximum thrust.
We used to sail to Sunnydale, that's where we put ashore.
We used to sail to Sunnydale, we did but we don't anymore.
A vampire wanted a slayer,
we had some of those on board.
Buffy he wanted, Mr. Pointy he got,
that's why we don't sail there no more.
Mr. Pointy was her penis.
We used to sail to the studio, that's where we put ashore. We used to sail to the studio, we did but we don't anymore. Our fans all wanted some music, we had some of that on board. Money they gave us, we took it and ran. That's why we won't sail there no more.
A special thanks to our listeners who support us on Patreon. Our patrons of the podcast are Ryan T., Elizabeth Thomas, Jason Pace, Matthew Newman, Robert Smith, and Victoria. Our patrons are Daniel C. Belton, Sonny LaBrunda, Hank Woodward, Mark Gunn, Mike Bartley, Nicholas Walton, Optimus Prime, Ron Lankford, and Jas White. Our friends of the podcast are Mari Voipio and Dan Ray. And our minions of the podcast are Randall Kimbrough and Matt Letter. And an extra special thanks to our longest-running patron, Jason Youngberg. Thanks to all of you for making the music happen.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I can't forget. Some blokes who lived through it all, well, they still are not sane yet. It started innocent enough, but who among us knew that a Flannery would show up worshiping Cthulhu. That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They drew strange shapes and chanted and then called to elder beings. Every dark art known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. Miss Murphy cowered in the corner, gibbering in fear. The lads brought out electrodes and put them in Pat's ears. Sean slapped him on a table and then pushed him right outside. They hooked him to a lightning rod so that he could get fried. That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They plugged him in, they lit him up, tried to electrify him. Every dark art known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. When science did not do the trick, the lads were quite perplexed. And not a one among them knew what tactic to try next. Then a smile broke out on Ian's face and he began to shout, give the bugger what he loved, pump him full of stout. That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They hooked him to an IV and then pumped him full of Guinness. Every dark beer known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. Patty shuddered for a moment, then bolted upright. And eyes once blue and sparkling were filled with hellish light. O'Malley started to break down, giggle and to scoff. So Patty stepped up to him and pulled his arms right off. That's when they knew they had to re-kill Patty Murphy. That's when they knew that the zombie had to die. He raged around a spin stout and frothing at the mouth. They knew that they all were doomed the night Pat Murphy died. Folks were running around the place like a frightened bunch of lads. And the scenery inside the pub, well, it really was quite bad. When suddenly Miss Murphy knocked old Patty to the floor.
And screamed, hot took you out, you get just like I did before.
That's when they learned new respect for Mrs. Murphy. That's when they saw the zombie killing wife. She whipped her frying pan out and lobotomized the monster. Every man there learned new fear the night Pat Murphy died. After all was said and done, the question went around. Why were the boys determined to keep Pat Murphy round? The answer, dark and serious, just could not be ignored. Pat was the only man who knew where the whiskey all was stored. That's why they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's why they tried to bring him back to life. They were looking for the red eye, but got more than what they bargained. All the boozers cried in fear the night Pat Murphy died. That's why they never should have raised old Patty Murphy. That's why they should have left old Patty stone cold dead. When they brought him back to justify their love for Johnny Jump Up. And all the drunken sods learned fear the night Pat Murphy died. And all those drunken sods learned fear the night Pat Murphy died. And came back. Papa's got a gearbox attached to his head. And if we don't own it, we don't get no rest. Cause it's grinding all night, and the springs are so tight. Papa's got a gearbox, none of us can sleep at night. Well, we work the bellows or it overheats. You can hear him thinking up and down the street. When his gears don't work right, the contraption's a fright. Papa's got a gearbox, none of us can sleep at night. The bellows go in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. Cause it blows off hot steam and it makes us all scream. Papa's got a gearbox, none of us can sleep at night. It so squeaky. And often thinking, when we don't hold it like we should, it's really never good. Papa's gonna give us, none of us can sleep at night.
Just heard The Night Pat Murphy Died and Comes Back from the album Gearbox, performed by Triskelion. Also by Triskelion, Gearbox from the album Gearbox. You can find more about them on Facebook. Next up is Rock Rock Brains from the album Angelina's Farewell Concert, performed by The Dregs. And following that song would be Zombies in the Shire, from the album Angelina's Farewell Concert, also by The Dregs, and you can find out more about them at thedregs.net.
Cut off the head of a chicken, you expected to run around, but headless zombie chickens are emerging from the ground. The barnyard has gone crazy, decomposed chickens numerous, but I can't respond in fear because the whole thing is too humorous. Feasting on his brains, the cows were cornered in their pens, so none of them remains. I get to stop the rampage, though it is a true disaster. In fact, all it inspires in me is merely constant laughter. Brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains. They aren't too fast, they aren't too smart, they can't peck through my shoes. If they hit me with a wing, it doesn't even leave a bruise. If you mix three eggs, some cheese and milk, would you call it a omelet? Brains, oh yeah, you moan, I guess that's true, but you thought of it too, I'll bet. Brains, the fox is in the hen house, they're feasting on his brains. The cows are cornered in their pens, now none of them remain. I can't act to stop the rampage, though it is a true disaster. In fact, all it inspires in me is nearly constant laughter. Brains, brains, brains. I know their pus-covered beaks, the end of the world may bring, but I just can't take them seriously, these bloody feathered things. If they actually knock my door down, I'll ring this poultry apocalyptic. The nature of the danger simply does not inspire panic. The fox is in the hen house, they're feasting on his brains. The cows are cornered in their pens, but none of them remain. I can't act to stop the rampage, though it is a true disaster. In fact, all it inspires in me is merely constant laughter. Buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains, brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, 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 brains, buck, buck, brains, buck, buck, brains.
It started on a peaceful night. The smithy shoot a horse. He heard a moan behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
And turned around, of course.
His dead wife stumbled through the door.
course, she had some brains, but wanted more. Then through his neck her talents soared. And so began the day the zombie shambled through the shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambled through the shire.
Constable Jones was next to go. He had the late night watch.
Nice watch.
You do that to me every time.
I know. It is nice.
He met his fate by open graves as he was drinking scotch.
He watched the living, not the dead. Bray McGee tore through his head. Villagers nearby saw him fled, and panic gripped the streets. A zombie shambled through the shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles through the shire.
The mayor became the living dead. His skin turned mottled gray. He failed to see his son's blank eyes. He did not run away.
Why?
The sheriff gnawed on fleshy bones. Blood ran down the cobblestones. Everyone cowered in their homes until their doors were smashed by zombies shambling through the shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles through the shire.
The padre preached of judgment day. They tore down the church door, converting him with just one bite.
Nom, nom, nom.
He speaks of God no more.
Then someone grabbed a cricket bat. He hit their heads with quite a splat. He spent 5 minutes doing that. Then he was ripped apart by zombies shambling through the shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambled through the shire.
A gardener set a branch ablaze. The padre burned and fell. The living saw they could prevail. They torched the mayor as well.
Yes, the zombie fire made streets glow red, burning hordes of living dead. The survivors cheered and said, the gardener saved us all from zombie shambling through the shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles through the shire. None of us shall forget that day. Many were killed and dragged away. Our gardener saved the town. More see zombies shambling through the shire.
Zombie
shamble through the shire. Praise.
I thought we'd do that one.
I know that was a little low. I know that was a little low. I've got an idea for us. Why don't
low
you start the next zombie
tonight?
Song?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's not do this one low or slow. Yeah.
Or is the tempo.
Let it go.
I really like this song.
Let it flow.
Oh, don't say that to me.
You'll be able to get this song on the Dregs Christmas album, Dregnog, eventually.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Yeah.
You just heard In a Sheer Air Scarce's Taddy's Black Nag by Empty Hats from their album Greatest Hats, and before that was Quen a Omegen by Volgamut from their album Funkin' Groovin' Fest. Empty Hats performs all season at the Tennessee Renaissance Festival. This is Greg from The Run List. Here's a rundown of what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. The Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee opens on April 29th and continues until June 4th. A week later, the Tennessee Renaissance Festival in Arrington starts on May 6th and runs for 4 weekends. Avalon Fair in Kilgore, Texas closes its gates on April 30th. There are a number of one-weekend Celtic fairs in Maryland, California, New Mexico, and Georgia. And there are a whole lot more events all around the country right now. To find one near you, go to therenlist.com. Up next are two Celtic tracks. From the album Whiskeyed Out to Sea, this is a cover of Miscovered Mountains by Landlocked, who you can see at the Georgia Renaissance Festival. That'll be followed by Pipes in Space by The Rogues from their album Made in Texas.
Hooray! Hey-roh! Ho-roh! Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. And oh-roh! Soon will I see them, oh hey-roh! See them, oh, see them, oh, 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 soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. Soon I will gaze on the mountains again, and the field, and the wood, and the valley, and the glen, and the wave of the carries beyond humankind. In the haunts of the deer I shall roam. And hoorah, soon will I see them, oh, hey-ro. See them, oh, ho-ro. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. Here's to the mountains with their summits of blue, and the fields in the springtime with their sunshine and dew. And the women and the men, ever constant and true, ever ready to welcome you home. And hoorah, soon will I see them, oh hey-roh. See them, oh, see them, oh hoorah. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. Soon I will visit the place of my birth, and they'll give me a welcome, warmest on earth. So loving and kind, filled with music and mirth, in the sweet-sounding language of Ho-he-he-be-na-kor-be-na-ho-he. He be na koriga ho he. He be na moriga, he be na scoffin fire. And ho he be na korbina ho he. He be na korigan ho he. He be na moriga, he be na scoffin fire. And oorah, soon will I see them, oh hey-ro. See them, oh ho-ro. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains, the mist-covered mountains, the mist-covered mountains of home.
Space, the final frontier. There.
Thank you.
This is Greg from The Rent List. We're keeping The Rent List up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therentlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therentlist.com.
As I was driving on my way from Houston into Wharton, I saw something laying there and had to stop real sudden. A great big shiny pile of land smashed into the ground. I scratched my nose and opened my door and got out to look around. And there it was, the Wharton UFO. And what it was, well, I can't claim to know. But there it was, it was a-calling me. Those aliens on a collecting spree. They poked at me and prodded me and then got out their probes. They weighed me, measured me, took my temperature and gave me a UPC code. They wrapped me up and strapped me down and then to my surprise, I lost my temper for this 3-foot bastard with the big black almond-shaped eyes. And there I was, in the Wharton UFO. And what to do, I really didn't know. Until I thought, I've cut you plenty of slack. You abducted me, now I'll abduct you back. So now I take my leisure sitting out on my front porch, and I can see across the way the great big blackened scorch, where the Wharton UFO came crashing down so hard, stranding those poor aliens now working in my yard. And there it sits, the Wharton UFO. It's growing rust out in the rain and snow. It's all in pieces. We used a cutting torch to make some planters for my front porch. Hey, Skinny, teleport me another beer over here and hook up that reactor to my lawnmower. God damn it, don't cross those wires. That's a two-stroke. What's that? I don't care how you did it on our Arcturus. Hey, I wear the implants in this family slit nose. Don't make me make you stop levitating me.
Oh no, this goddamn
That was The Worsened UFO from the album Loch Ness Monster, performed by the Flying Fish Sailors. And you can find out more about them at flyingfishsailors.com. And following that song is Airship of Doom, performed by the Dread Crew of Odd Wood. You can find out more about them at thedreadcrewofoddwood.com. Next up, Airship Fly, from the album The Leprechaun Pirates, performed by The Leprechaun Pirates. You can find out more about them at theleprechaunpirates.com. And after that comes Take a Ride on My Airship, from the album Joyful Noise, performed by Dr. Harmonious Bones.
Airships fly on bended wing, search the sky, you'll see their ring, lanterns light. Skies burning bright like fireflies, and we all be flying on every pirate leprechaun. So the sails and know that magic never fails to shine its light on darkened skies. Sails.
Sails on the sea. My ship is an airship like a bird on the wing, and every evening I sing. Come take a trip on my airship, come sail away to the stars, come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing, no one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship, we'll visit the man in the moon. While sailing away from the crowds, we passed through the Milky White Way. While idly drifting amongst the clouds, I asked her if she'd name the day. Just past the Dipper, she gave me her heart. The stars smile on our honeymoon. We swore to each other we never would part, and we'd teach all our babies this too. Come take a trip on my airship, come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus, come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing, no one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship, we'll visit the man in the moon. Come take a trip on my airship, come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus, come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing, no one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship, we'll visit the man on the moon. Come take take a trip on my airship. We'll visit the man in the moon. Your favorite Ren fairs come and gone, no time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do: go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at Renaissance Festival Music.
Wish that I was on a firefly cruise and along the black. I ain't gonna give you no trouble, but if you give it to me, I'll give it back. Man's gotta eat, so man's gotta work. Ultimately, every man works for himself. Find me the right job and I'll see it through. The wrong job, I'll leave it on the shelf.
Firefly, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Firefly, her name is Serenity. Her name is Serenity.
Firefly's a transport, plain and simple. To port to port, she'll always go. But what she will transport, port to port, her captain and her crew can never know. Sometimes it's passengers, other times cargo, medication, papers, or chow. Maybe a companion for those who can pay, or the occasional cow.
Firefly, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Firefly, her name is Serenity. Her name is Serenity. Madness, but love is what we found.
Love's what keeps us in the air when we ought to run aground. Love will keep us sailing when it seems like we are through. Well, we might be fanned up plenty, but with love we will fly through.
Serenity from the album Songs of My People, performed by Daniel Burt, followed by Freedom Costs from the album Firefly Drinking Songs, performed by Bedlam Bods, and you can find out more about them at bedlambods.com. I hope you all have enjoyed this sci-fi special and some great tunes. So we will see you all in the lanes, hopefully, this coming season. What I haven't mentioned, and some of you may be aware, that I have sadly have been taking less and less roles of hosting these shows, because back in December, I was diagnosed with stage 5 kidney failure. I am currently on dialysis and am looking for a donor. If you are interested in learning more about how to become a kidney donor, please reach out to me and I will get you the information. You can always email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and there I will respond to your emails if anybody is interested. I am in Minnesota, so that may hinder a few people. Maybe you won't. But I hope very, very soon to get the transplant and be able to join all of you once again in the lanes. So we have 2 final songs for you, and those are On the Black from the album There Goes the Galaxy, performed by Clearly Guilty, and you can find them on Facebook by looking for Clearly Guilty. Next up is One Geek from the album Guardians of the Ren Fair, performed by The Village Idiots.
We got caught in a small pie. Took the job because our back's against the wall. Flying hot through some back space. Gambling everything we have so we don't take a fall. Out on the black again. Won't be planet side until I don't know when. Pacing the ship till then, and I know the crew's barely holding on. Nerves are straining thin. Time's running out until this all caves in. We make one mistake and then I know
come our way. All our lives depend on our engineer, hoping she can find some miracle to save the day. Out on the black again, in the middle of a gore and river den, the panic starts closing in, and I know the crew's barely holding on. Tempers are wearing thin, trouble pressing from the outside and within. And if I can't rein them in, I know you'll never know we're gone.
Hand me my wrench, kiss my gun.
Battle stations, everyone, hold tight.
I think I've got it!
Yes!
No!
Wait, shit! Yes!
And we fly into the night. Out on the black again, our pilot guns it as the river horde descends. Gotta make it to Alliance Base, and I know our engines barely holding on. Lose the reavers, then we dodge patrols. With this kind of luck, I might even grow old. Drop the cargo, find a shiny job, and go before they even know we're gone. Out on the black again, won't be planet side until I don't know when. Pacing the ship till then, and I know the crew's barely holding on. Nerves are straining thin, time's running out until this all caves in. We make one mistake and then I know you'll never know we're gone. Out on the black, you'll never know we're gone. Never know we're gone. You'll never know we're gone.
Not my lover.
There's a
time horn in the life of food. Psychic paper, sonic screwdriver too. Away teams walking around the lanes. Red shirts and faces are diverse anyways. Now Vader has a kill. He went regimental, at least he's not a still. Some more corpse got it out for me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now and watch the winches. When they're on benches, he'll do a motorboat like urine jaws. I summon soup, two bread bowls, and I like my cider cold. I like the chop scene, and I stand when I give applause.
Dance around the maypole. October's damn cold, but it's better than the August heat. Rippy lines are getting crazy. This is amazing, but everyone at fair's in line with me.
You take a break and eat some steak. It doesn't take too long to make it sound as thick. And it's the finest of the red food. We'll get a beer to wash it down. Please not a lager, something wrong, because it's delicious. And you get drunk quicker too.
I can't help it if I think it funny when it's tight. Trying hard not to smile though that ain't right. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a magic rule. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear a shirt with puppy sleeves. I have a history of drinking lots of beer. There's a time lord in the line for food. With second paper, a sonic screwdriver too. Away teams walking around the lanes. Red shirts and faces are diverse anyways. Darth Vader has a kill. He went regimental, at least he's not a still. So one course got it out for me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Big turkey drum. drumstick or Ren Faire staple. If it's not cooked through, then it might prove fatal. Singing along with all the pub songs, I get the words wrong. I hope they play the moves at this one.
Irish or Alan, barely balanced. Could do as talent. The Rogues are two groups, a different one. Like Jim Henson, I got puppets. Kick out no puppets. But if I did, it'd be a skeleton.
Is that a better boot? You know the Santa's with the knob just on my ankles, and I'm falling like a bee sting. Getting into those blues, Mr. Renna's got the boom. Renna's not babes, it make me think the wrong thing. I can't help it if I think you're funny when it's tight. Trying hard not to smile, though that ain't right. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a magical. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear a shirt with puffy sleeves. I have a history of drinking lots of beer. There's a time lord in the life of food. The second paper is on a screwdriver, too. Wing teams walking around the lanes. Red shirts with pages of diapers, anyways. Darth Vader has a kill. He went regimental, at least he's not still. So, of course, got it out for me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
The neighborhood of make-believe has a trolley.
And the Supreme Rule of the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yeah. Singing the song was our greatest folly.
There's a hot guy in the last row. Hey, call me.
Where are you going? Ned, get back here.
No.
Ned.
They mean yes when they say no.
Ned, get back here now.
Let's never break up, guys.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.